This is the Sunday before we celebrate Christmas. And I'm sure all of us have been busy doing the things that Christmas kind of calls us to do. And I'm sure that, as you know, some feel like Christmas has been so commercialized, and it has. But on the other hand, there's a lot of memories, good memories and traditions with Christmases. And I don't have time to share this morning about some of my memories and through Cheryl and I's memories that we've made through our many years of being married and then as a little boy. And, you know, times that my family really didn't have much at all, but my mother always made sure that we had something for Christmas, and then those times when we had lots. But through that all, I want to tell you that God's gift of Jesus to us is the most incredible gift that we could ever receive. And he had to come and dwell among us, John says in his gospel. And God chose to send him as a baby in a manger, in a stable, in a poor, impoverished family. In Matthew chapter 2, it describes the visit of the wise men, where no doubt by that time Jesus, even though the crutch scene shows the wise men, you know, at the manger, more than likely the wise men came a couple years later and visited them at a house in Bethlehem. It was there that the wise men, in Matthew 2, the Bible says they brought gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Little did Joseph know that those gifts that were very valuable would be their survival kit for a trip to Egypt, because Herod would discover that a child was going to be the Messiah. He was going to be the king, and he would order the slaughter of the innocents. But in a dream, Joseph was awakened and commanded to take his little family, Mary and Jesus, to Egypt. And it was in Egypt that they survived, no doubt, with the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. Some people hear about gold, frankincense, and myrrh and think Jesus was a rich little baby. But believe me, he was not. And then to read the Bible description in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, the prophetical words that were spoken: "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called," and we have the fivefold name, "he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And in those fivefold names, we get, as the choir sang this morning, a description of him and what he would do and what he would give us. And how many believe he is wonderful? Jesus is wonderful. How many believe he is an excellent counselor? Excellent counselor. Gives us wise counsel through his word, through his spirit. How many believe he is not just God, but he is mighty God? And he does mighty, mighty things. And he is an everlasting father. He's an everlasting father. He will always be our father as we receive him as our Savior and Lord. But it's that last name, that last title, Prince of Peace, that to me is a gift that all of us need to hear about today. The gift of peace. He's given us all these things, and yet this gift of peace is an incredible gift. In Ephesians 1:14, the first line of that verse, Paul declared that he himself is our peace. He is our peace. Jesus is our peace. Prince of Peace. We've heard about the prince of Egypt. That was Moses, right? Moses, the prince of Egypt. We've heard about the prince of Persia in the book of Daniel. What is that? What is a prince? What is that prince? From the Hebrew word tsar, the word prince can be interpreted as a head person, a captain, a chief, a general, a governor, a keeper, a lord, a master, a ruler. All of those words can translate out from that Hebrew word tsar, which means prince. I looked at those and thought, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. I would say Jesus is the head person, right? He's the head person. This side believes that. This side, not so much. How many believes he's the head person? He's the captain. How many know he's the captain of our faith? He's the captain. He runs the ship. He rules the ship. He's a chief. Chief, he's the head, the main one, the chief. He's the general. He's the one that gives the final word. He's the governor. I wouldn't mind having Jesus as our governor. Nothing reflecting on our present governor. I'm on the email list with the governor's actions, and 3/4 of what he does I do not agree with, but the other day he did something I was very impressed with, and I didn't write him or anything. We're not on first name basis. I've never met him, but he does okay in some areas. But how many know that Jesus would be a good governor? He's a keeper. He's a keeper. I just thought of that. He's a keeper. We say something is a keeper when we like it. We just found a dog. He's a keeper. We just had a baby. It's a keeper. How many know Jesus is a keeper? Well, it means really he keeps watch over us. He is Lord. He is a Lord. But the one that got me, I think, most was he is the master. As the Prince of Peace, he is the master of our peace. And then that word peace. In the Old Testament, it is the word shalom. It has incredible meanings behind it, more than just one. He is the shalom. In the New Testament, the passage of Ephesians 14, it is a Greek word that means quietness and rest. He is the master of quietness and rest. In the midst of all that Christmas does and Christmas holds, in the midst of the traffic jams, in the midst of the parking lots, I was in a parking lot a couple of days ago, and I thought I was in the Indy 500. I kept thinking, did I pay my insurance this week? In the midst of all that, he is the master of shalom. He is the master of quietness and rest. Jesus himself would describe his peace this way, from John 14. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And listen now to these words. This is your Christmas gift. This is your Christmas gift from the Master, from the Governor, from the Lord, from the General. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That is the gift. It's peace. Not everyone here this morning. We have a great crowd. We've joined first and second together. We have a number of guests. Not everyone may need this gift right now, but some of you do. Some of you are worried. Some of you are stressed. Some of you are deeply concerned about something. Others of you, if you were to be honest, would say, I wish Christmas were just done and over. Others of you are looking to 2020 saying, if God doesn't do something, it could be the worst year of my life. For those in that situation, I wish you all the gift of peace. But for those today who are in the midst of turmoil, to those who are in the midst of trouble, to those who are in the midst of agony, to those who are in the midst of a decision, to those who are troubled, I pray you the Prince of Peace, the Master of quietness and rest, would come and give you the gift of peace. Just as three wise men, we are told, tradition says, would bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the crèche, to the manger. Let Jesus bring you not gold, not frankincense, not myrrh, but peace. Peace in your heart. Peace in your mind. Would you receive the gift of peace today? Father, thank you for the Prince of Peace. I pray peace upon each one today. I pray the gift of peace from the Master, the Shalom. I pray peace, the quietness and rest. I pray peace for every person here today. But I especially pray the gift of peace to those who are hurting, to those who are troubled, to those who are dealing with difficult things. I pray peace for them right now. For them right now. Could you, as a physical gesture of reception, just in your lap, cup your hands together and say, Jesus, I receive your peace today. I receive your peace today. I receive your gift of peace today. Let peace come to my heart. Let peace come to my soul. Let peace come to my spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for being the Prince of Peace. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Could we stand together and could we thank him for the gift of peace today?